Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Malevi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Hughes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Watson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Huey Wise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Whatwood scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malevi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malevi hits a line drive towards short. Watson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Kam moves to second. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Watson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Kam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Doljak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. Lyons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Watson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. One out. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. Two outs. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulevey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Watson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak, who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Tate moves to second. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Johnny Watson. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk pinch hits for Huey Wise. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Koenig now playing shortstop. Ray Hayworth now catching. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kahm moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kahm tags and scores. Lyons tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 3 in the game. Daljak hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.